Welcome to the show. Listen, hey, it's that time. It's that time, y'all. It's time for 5926 Central. I got to do a sound check, sound test, and all that good stuff. So y'all just bear with me. How about that? Now, that's a good song by none other than the Cook Family, because y'all know this is about the Cook family, you know, different things that we've been through, talking on different topics, and hey, we just trying to keep it interesting. Hope you checked out the show from last week when my daughter, Jamora, was on the air, and she was sharing all that she wanted to talk about. And I'm telling you, it was a good conversation. Make sure you jump back a little bit and check that show out. So let's play a little bit by none other than, let me see who I got. My goodness, let's see who I have up in here. All right. We can play a little bit of, my God, there's so much good stuff on my switchboard. My goodness. Let's see. Marcel Casanova, are we calling on you tonight? Or are we calling on you tonight? We got Quincy Q Stone on the lineup tonight. So why don't we just, okay. Yes, I do, right here on 5926 Central.
No matter what I'm going through, I'ma keep my spirits high. I know that I'm not alone, God's always on my side. No matter what I'm going through, I'ma keep my spirits high. I know that I'm not alone, God's always on my side. I'm not alone.
you're going through, just keep your spirits high. Cause no matter, God is always on your side. It don't matter what you're going through. Come on.
All right, that was Q Stone, one of the artists that has blessed this family. Listen, Q Stone has done some projects with my brother Billy Cook, and I said, let me share them tonight. What's going on, Zam?
Same old, same old. Not a thing. Not nothing.
Look. We missed you last week.
I missed myself last week, apparently.
Oh, my goodness.
Because Tuesday rolled around, and I was like, tonight, and I was like, no, it ain't. It's Tuesday.
That has happened to me before. I've lost all track of days, you know. And I'd be like, oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Janice, this is not gonna work. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So, all
have
right.
A conversation
so,
with,
huh?
You need to have a conversation with Sam and let her know it ain't gonna work.
Look. So, Mother's Day. How was your Mother's Day?
Oh, Mother's Day was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I got to see part of my grandkids and part of my children in an actual live visit. Everybody else I saw on, I didn't get to see Chocolate Drop yesterday. But I talked to her today, though. So.
Where? Sounds
good. I know how yours.
Oh, girl. Listen. My Mother's Day, I promise you, with the surprises that these kids was bringing on me, I was done. Out of there. I was like, what's happening? Let me tell you. Friday. See, they did it Friday because Quaylen came in Thursday night. I was like, because Mar was like, Mom was like, I'm coming to get you. I'm coming to get you, and I don't want to hear it. I was like, girl, I got stuff to do. Anybody messing with you? I'm coming to get you. I said, God. My kids, they're threatening. You know, I dare them to put their hands on me because I call them laws. I'm not playing. But... So they had fried fish because I love fish. And here come Quaylen out the back of the apartment. I was done. I did not know what to do with myself. I'm just being honest. Yeah, but he's going to be in Houston for the rest of this week. And next week. So he's like making his rounds.
Good. we'll probably be that way this weekend.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Me and Roy were the grave site.
Mm-hmm.
And I took my phone out to take some pictures, and I saw a post where there was a picture of Quay, and I guess he was at Chris's house. Yeah. And Roy was like, dang, now I wish we had went this weekend. But he's going to be there all week next week, too. Then we'll get to see him when we get there this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know... Use your salsa's cook face. Use your salsa face. We all walked in except Quaylen, right? And he, you know, he got to get some gifts for his granny. And I said, Quaylen sent you this. And all of a sudden, here he come out. Boy, you, yeah, listen, he just called faith. But she couldn't believe it. I say, okay. That's all good. But yeah, it's, I mean, yeah, it's an exciting time. You know, he has to go back and everything. He came to church Sunday in his uniform, girl. I was like, I'm done.
But clean.
Girl, he was so clean. I told, girl, look, the hat and everything. And I told him, I said, you better not breathe. Girl, look, he was going to pop a butt. You know, because, you know, their uniform got to be so, you know, it's so yeah, crisp. Girl, I was through. Sister Cook came all the way to Texas City to church, so that was a blessing. She came out there, had a good time with us and everything.
I called her and I said, oh, she got on the hat. You headed to church.
Baby, and when I tell you, come on, and the grandchildren know. When Sister Cook put on a hat, they got a whole little string that hold it on her head. Listen, baby. So I said, because at first I was looking, I said, "What is a nice hat?" Then I got up close to her, you know, the hug on her, baby. She had, it was strapped. It ain't coming off. Sister Cook's hat was on her head, baby. Baby, she didn't come to play with us for church, not at all. But she had a good old time. Yeah, then we got a new member here, and he cooked, baby. He did barbecue, all kinds of stuff. We really had too much stuff. Mm-hmm. I thought more people, you know, would come to church, but anyway, we had so much food, it was ridiculous. But
yeah.
Mhm. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. It was very, very nice. You know, so what can I say?
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Last week, okay, y'all, let's get on into this topic.
Uh-huh.
Will things ever be normal again? Right? People are talking about we're gonna pull our mask off and get back to normal. But let's be honest, will it ever be normal?
It's a new normal.
It
ain't gonna go back to the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
Stop wearing masks. They all have this misconception that, oh, I got the shot, so I can do whatever I want. You can.
No,
you can still get COVID.
It's
just supposed to take the edge off.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
And then with the strains that are coming out, you know, you just never know. So I'd just rather be safer.
Yeah. Because aren't they talking about in India? Is that India where people,
mm-hmm,
it's just tearing them apart? You know what I'm saying? So I'm the same way. It's not gonna. You said what now?
Of the new, they've had a couple of cases of the new strain in Shreveport.
Jesus.
And that was, I want to say, last week or the week before. So.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's
not going to get back to our old normal. It's just going to be a new normal.
Yeah. Definitely.
And the new normal is with mask. Still sanitized. Still doing all the other stuff, you know.
Girl, I was in the store, right? I was in the store, and I was looking at dresses. I say, okay, find me a dress. So I pulled this dress off the rack, right? And it looked weird because it looked like it was a long top. It looked like it could be, you know, the little pull-up dress, like a tube dress, right? Then it looked like, but it had the arms at the bottom. So I was talking to Moni. I said, what's wrong with this right here? She said, that's a mask dress. I said, excuse me? She said, that's a mask dress where you pull a, you know, like a turtleneck, you know?
Yep.
You pull it up over your face. I said, I'm done.
Yep.
Things will never be normal again. You know. My biggest.
And you know what?
My biggest. Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead.
My biggest issue with these masks was people started robbing. Let's be honest. People started robbing, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ski mask. You know, I'm like, dude, that's not the mask
because
they talking about.
In most places, tell you, you cannot wear a hat or a mask or a hat or a hoodie or something like that, like in the bank and in certain gas stations, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now everybody's so.
Man.
You know, if we're not criminals and we're thinking about it, imagine what the criminals are doing.
Exactly. I saw a video on the news. There was a video on the news, and dude was robbing, you know, at business, robbery as usual, you know. I'm going to hit this corner store, right? You know me, I'm so sarcastic. They got, look, the video playing. This dude got the mask all the way up. Only thing you can see is his eyes, right? And they still got the nerve to say, if you recognize this man. No, I don't recognize him. I don't recognize him. Y'all didn't think this thing all the way through. You really didn't. That baby standing up in there got that. Look, then Darion, he talking about somebody bought him a mask, right? But it really was one of them, what's the thing called? The mask you pull over your head. And he said, this is what he's going to start wearing. I say, I dare you wear that. A ski mask. I say, I dare you wear that in this black neighborhood. No. Matter of fact, I dare you wear that in any other neighborhood besides this one. My mama said, no. I say, I wish you would. You better not wear that nowhere. And last week on the show, Zam, me and your niece was on here, and we was talking about how after the George Floyd verdict, it got worse with these cop killings. Got worse. Hello?
Uh-huh, I'm here.
Yeah. So, had you noticed that after the verdict that it got worse?
Nah. I didn't. I haven't really been paying attention to a
whole lot
of things.
Yeah.
Of that, man. We
have so much other stuff going on. Yeah. Because let's be honest. And I know some people listen to this show and be like, dang, she said that. Let's be honest, okay? If the cop tell you, put your hands behind your back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody not going to like me when I say this. If the cop tell you, my Lord, to put your hands behind your back and you start fighting, you start running, you start, that is not what the cop told you to do. I'm like, be real. Just be real. See, we like to play victim because victim, you know. But let's talk about some of these folks that the cops told simply. Put your hands where I can see them. Or put your hands out of the car. Get out of the car. And you didn't. What am I getting out of the car? What you want me to get out of the car for? What you pulling me over for? I mean, you put 100 on a see, we don't want to talk about this because we're trying to get some rights. But I got some family members that's in law enforcement, okay? I got some family members in law enforcement. So I just want to say this, okay? And just like James said, you cannot fight your case on the side of the street, okay? You cannot do it. That cop tell you, hey, put your hands behind your back. And you trying to film it and all this. You trying to put your hands behind your back like that cop told you to. Because the bottom line is, we don't want to say that all lives matter, but they do. Blue, black, Chinese, you know what I'm saying, Hispanic. You get what I'm saying? If everybody do their part, that's all I'm saying. then a lot of this stuff wouldn't go down. I saw a video where people were saying that the cops was wrong, and I watched that video twice. That was enough for me. I don't have to watch it 10 times. I watched it twice. The police officer pulled him over. The police officer say, after he got his, you know, license, registration, whatever they do. Then the cop said, please step out of the vehicle. Look, that's all the cop said. Please step out of the vehicle. Didn't have a gun, drunk, you know. Please step out of the vehicle. The person just went crazy. I don't need to get out. Why I'm getting out? I mean, just went all the way up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Another one of my points, which I was talking about last week, Sam, was a lot of cops that have seen a lot of, that have been in shootouts
in situations.
Yeah, they have been in different situations. I feel, which I don't know nothing about law enforcement, I'm just going to say this. I feel like just it should be some downtime for cops that have been just out there in it. To me,
traumatized.
Which I just that's it, traumatized. I think to me, people should get a time to be assessed and to be put, you know, back in active duty, you know. But after they take some downtime, if you've been in a, you got bodies laying all over the place, y'all busting in the house, you know. Then I also think too that if you the cop that's busting in drug dealers' houses and, you know what I'm saying, you doing sex trafficking cases and stuff like this, you doing some heavy duty stuff, why are you passing out traffic tickets? You know, I think that's a big leap. I think because they have traffic cops, don't they?
It's about like an officer coming over from the war and then going to work at the police,
exactly,
police station or the county. It's like overseas, you're fighting terrorists at home.
Mm-hmm.
They're just regular people who doing dumb criminal stuff.
Exactly.
You can't react to the people here like you would to those over there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But because you're in two totally different, and it's something as simple as somebody working for CDC or working for the prison system and then going to work at a county jail. That's two totally different scenarios.
Oh my God.
It's two totally different. TDC is a whole different beast. You have people who are there who are housed, who have been sentenced, and they have life sentences or 20 to 30 year sentences. So they don't have anything to lose. You know what I'm saying?
So that's
a different kind of criminal. So you have to be a different kind of CO to work there. Whereas at a county facility, you still have to be mindful, and you still can't get complacent. You know, you can't just think, well, this is going to be another regular, ordinary day, because, I mean, they're still criminals.
Yeah.
And they can still do dumb stuff, and it can still hurt you. But it's just a lot less likely than if you were working at TDC. So it's like putting somebody in a more strenuous job where they have to be more hands-on, and then bringing them somewhere where they have to adapt to thinking differently. So, yeah, that is very true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want anybody just kicking in doors on a daily to go to just passing out tickets, because then everybody a drug dealer. Everybody has drug dealer tendencies. Everybody has drugs in their car. Everybody has, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I was thinking about. I was like, because I watched the video, and I talked about this last week. I watched the video where a grandmother was pulled over, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was shaken so bad by a trauma because it was at night, right? And she was dressed. Do you hear what I'm saying? She looked like she had just come from church. I don't know. But all I know is watching the video of how they handled her.
Scared she was?
Huh?
How they handled her?
Yeah, how they handled her. And she ended up urinating on herself, you know, on the side of the street. She was so scared. And the yelling that they were doing, the thing that went through my head is just what we talked about. Are these street cops or are these traffic cops? You know, why is there not, how did that happen? You know, why do we not have things in place to protect those that are really actually innocent, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on. If my light is out, if my brake light is out, you know, why am I laying on the ground? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
At night, right? Why am I laying on the ground and my light was out? I got insurance. I got everything right on my, why am I laying on the ground? You know, so, I mean.
Yeah. And it's when you're dealing with people on a daily basis, you have to have some type of people, you know. You have to know how to working in law enforcement. It's not. It should be more about taking a situation down a notch rather than adding to the fire and bringing it up a notch, you know.
Exactly.
Or bringing it
in.
And I've seen it go both ways. And sometimes in some situations you can't take it down a notch because that other person is not, they're not listening. They're not taking it in. They're not being compliant. That's one thing. But if you know this person, it's Mother's Day, and somebody's mother is on their deathbed, but they're in jail. Doesn't matter that they put themselves there. You have to have some type of empathy, you know, not to escalate the situation.
Exactly.
You know? So it's just, and it's, my husband and I had a conversation a while ago, and you just have good and bad people in everything you have.
Yep.
If people have mean hearts and are mean-hearted, it doesn't matter what they do for a living. It doesn't matter if they're brain surgeon. If they're mean-hearted, that's just what they are.
Exactly.
Yeah. Whether they are a pastor in the pulpit or a surgeon or a police officer or a nurse or a nun. It doesn't matter if they're mean-hearted. Mm-hmm. That's just what they And you have
that's
bad
right.
people in everything. You have bad teachers. You have bad metro bus drivers. You have bad, you know, it's bad people, period.
Yeah. You got bad parents, you know. But listen, let's link them together, right? So if I'm a bad person in my personal life, right, and I just so happen to be able to fake all I need to fake and be all I need to be to get this other position, whether it be a teacher, whether, you know, if you're in some type of position of authority, right? Because,
right.
you know, we watch them cop shows where the person is a good cop, right? But they're a horrible parent. You know what I'm saying? Why can't we? But I'm going to tell you something. When you sign on for, like, a government job, like the food stamp office, the even working at UPS, right, they take you through all kinds of stuff before they give you that job. It's harder to get a job at UPS than it is to get a job as a teacher. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So I think that it needs to be a little, you know how they say, vet for different positions, especially if it's dealing with children, if it's dealing with, when you're a police officer, you're dealing with everybody.
Yeah.
It needs to be different things put in place to vet our own people, you know. If I call you, and if I call you, I'm a black woman, I call you, I'm in trouble, right? I need you to help me, right? But the person that's giving me the trouble is white, right? You show up on the scene and you talking to the white person before you talk to me. You know what I'm saying? We need to see why that is. That means that's not a problem with law enforcement. That's a problem with that individual. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, because I just saw a video of a black police officer just hauled off and hit, started wailing on this other black man. So some people think it's, some things are racial, right? But it's some black folks that's on the police force, that's in schools. We got to get the color out the way and focus on that hate. If we could deal with that hate, what's your issue? What have you experienced in life? For example, if a dude, daddy used to beat on his mama, right? He joined law enforcement. He go and run up on a man beating on a woman, right? He gonna do more than necessary because it's gonna flash him back if he haven't had proper counseling, if he ain't seen with somebody. Talking through all the things that he has experienced in his life. All of this is necessary. I don't care what job you have. Everybody should have somebody that they're talking to. So, you know, people want to say, what did it say? Defund the police, right?
Right.
Well,
those main ones that say defund the police, something go wrong. Who
they call the police. Like my husband say, oh, I need the police. Don't be playing like that. But the thing is, we always want to do something to skirt an issue instead of really get to the truth. You get what I'm saying? You're hiring people that you know nothing about. Just because they can run, jump, and all this kind of stuff, you hiring people, like you said, that don't have empathy or sympathy. They don't have, they missing some pieces. You see what I'm saying? They're missing some pieces, and these things should be picked up, you know, during training. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell you right now, some of these jobs, I can even say Family Dollar, if you go in and sit down for a job interview, these people are listening to what you say and how you handle yourself, or they hire you onto a Family Dollar job. You know? What happened at your last employer? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know. If we deal with that, then a lot of the stuff that we trying to, that we think taking money away from it is going to do. I'm just saying. Let me hush. Go ahead, Zan.
You ain't got to, that is what it is. It's just big people and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can't penalize everybody just because some people aren't doing their job correctly. You know?
Exactly. And we're finding a lot of our law enforcement doing a lot of these Instagram and YouTube and Facebook videos, playing basketball, trying to build back up our trust in them, you know, but what have we learned in our life? The good suffer with the bad. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And in this world, the way it's set up, that's how it's gonna be for a minute. You know, it's sad that you have to do it. It's sad that you have to teach your black sons and daughters now, right? How to act when a police officer pulls you over, right? We were taught how to act in church, but today we got to be taught how to act.
Yeah.
My God, y'all know I could talk. I'm always learning. Look, what does it say? Long-winded. But these things get to me because I be watching these little videos. This teacher, we're talking about positions of authority, just beat up this little kid in the classroom, right? Just begin to punch him all in the face, white lady. Punching
what?
The little black kid. Yeah, just wailing on him. And people videoing it, right? This is my thing. You videoing it. Not stopping it. My God. I mean, she was just going. And I told James this. I said, this ain't her first time hitting somebody in the classroom. This ain't her first time bullying her students. Because some people don't think grown people can bully kids, and they do all the time.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. All I'm saying. Oh, my God. Anyway, let's move on to lighter topics into how to do it in the news. In other news, woman found dead in her house. In other news, we have birthdays in the month of May. Listen, quit it. Quit it. Talk to us a little bit about Cook for Show. What's going on? You know, what's new? What's up?
Well, we have a possible, it's in the works, something coming up on July 3rd, which is a Saturday, but we don't have the definite itinerary yet, and hopefully by the end of the week we'll have that together, or at least the middle of next week we'll have it together, and then I'll start mentioning more about it. But right now we're just looking at different options. And handling business and everything right now, pretty much.
Okay.
But yeah, so we definitely have something going on July 3rd. I just don't know the specifics yet, but when I get it out, I'll let everybody know.
All right.
Let me give y'all some time to get it together.
Yeah. All right, y'all know that Cook for Show, you can find Cook for Show on Facebook. And you can see what the last event was, and you can keep up with different things that the Cook family is doing. Hats off to my sister Zam, because she, listen, when I talk about put it together, and her and her kids, I was like, call people kids they babies, her and her babies. Listen, when I say some good-looking children, oh, my Lord. I mean, I ain't trying to brag. I got some good-looking babies, too. I'm just saying, these cooks something else. We something else. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but,
okay.
Everybody had a lot to do with that. My niece Simone helped out. Mari, actually, she helped out too. She had items that we did in the raffle. Everybody pretty much pulled together to make this work. So it wasn't just me. And then the long-winded one herself had quite a bit to do with it. So, but it, in a lot of cases, it takes a village. You know, one person can't just do everything themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't know, but we waiting on this next one. We're going to see how it goes. Now, in Atlanta, Texas, they have this event called A Day in the A, which the A is Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of Juneteenth
celebration type thing where the community comes out and it's a big to do. They cook food and have vendors and live entertainment and all that. So we're not performing at that event, but we will have a booth set up to where all of our items that we have available will be sold there. And any information mm-hmm. that anybody needs, you know, they can look us up there that day, find our booth, and feel free to do business with us and ask any questions that you have.
And sounds good.
That feeling, that's for the June 9th. Is it June 19th? Is that Saturday? Or is it the 18th? I can look right here. It's the 19th.
Okay.
So it's actually Juneteenth. Juneteenth Day, which is the 19th. That's Saturday. And but I'll keep, the closer we get to it, I'll let everybody know more detail as far mm-hmm. as where we'll be sitting, where to find us and all that. But yeah,
well,
and I'll also make sure that it's put on the Cook the Show Facebook page as well.
Sounds good to me. I'm excited. My husband's still talking about it. He's still telling people about it. I'm like, okay, baby. All right, calm down. But, I mean, it's just an exciting thing, you know, bringing family together, you know. Y'all know me, I always got to send a shout-out. Listen, y'all, if you are a family with a bunch of talent and one person in your family keeps saying it's time we all get together and do something, listen to them, okay? Listen to them, because I'm telling you, you pack a bigger punch when you work together. You know, everybody doing their own thing and all that. But if everybody come together and work together, you know, guess what? I know people. My brother know people, you know, so guess what? That's a lot of people. So, yeah, encourage one another. Be there for one another, you know. We're going to sign off for the night. Zan, you want to sign off first?
My bad. I'm drinking my honey tea. Okay. I'm glad that everybody was able to show up tonight. I'm glad I was able to show up tonight. And hope everybody has a really great rest of your week. And we hope to have you right back here next Monday night at 8 p.m.
We love you all, but we gotta go. Talk to you later.